but instead of walking toward Malone, as de Roquefort ordered, he ducked to avoid the gun barrel at his head and whirled, ramming his elbow into de Roquefort's ribs. The man's muscular abdomen was hard, and he knew he was no match for the older warrior, but he possessed an advantage. Where de Roquefort was readying himself for a fight, he simply wrapped his arms around the other man's chest and revolved them both forward, propelling his feet off the ground and sending them down to the floor that he knew would not hold them. He heard his mother scream no, then de Roquefort's gun exploded. He'd shoved the hand holding the weapon outward, but there was no telling where the bullet had gone. They crashed into the false floor, their combined weight enough to obliterate the covering. De Roquefort had surely expected to hit hard earth, ready to spring into action. But as they slammed into the hole, Mark released his grip from around de Roquefort's body and freed his arms, which allowed the full force of the stakes to grind into his enemy's spine. A groan seeped from de Roquefort's lips as he opened his mouth to speak. Only blood gurgled out.
"I told you, the day you challenged the Master, that you'd regret what you did," Mark whispered. "Your tenure is over."
De Roquefort tried to speak, but the breath left him as blood spilled from his lips. Then the body went limp.
"You okay?" Malone asked from above.
Mark raised up. Grit and gravel covered him. He leveraged himself out of the cavity, then swiped away the grime.
"I just killed another man."
"He would have killed you," Stephanie said.
"Not a good reason, but it's all I've got."
Tears streamed down his mother's face.
"I thought you were gone again."
"I was hoping to avoid those stakes, but I didn't know if de Roquefort would cooperate."
Malone motioned with the book.
"This really what you're after?"
Mark nodded.
"And there's more."
"I asked before, was it worth it?"
He pointed back down the passage.
"Let's go have a look, and you tell me."